let's hear the story behind an oft-repeated line of the presidential campaign. People who are tuned into conservative media have heard a lot about this. People who are not may have wondered just what Donald Trump was talking about in the second presidential debate. He claimed Hillary Clinton attacked women.
One of the women, who is a wonderful woman, at 12 years old, was raped at 12. Her client, she represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. Kathy Shelton, that young woman, is here with us tonight.
So Trump's claim was that Hillary Clinton, decades ago, laughed at a rape victim.
So much of what he's just said is not right, but he gets to run his campaign.
Clinton replied that Trump was just changing the subject from his treatment of women. Days later, Trump referred to Clinton laughing again when telling jokes at the Al Smith charity dinner in New York.
I have no doubt that Hillary is going to laugh quite a bit tonight, sometimes even at an appropriate moment.
The actual story begins with Kathy Shelton, the woman Trump invited to the debate. She was attacked in 1975.
How old were you at the time?
12.
We reached her in Arkansas. She still lives in the town where the crime took place when she was 12. Her lawyer was on the line as we talked, and Shelton told a story many will find disturbing. How did this incident begin?
I was wanting to go to church with some friends, and I wanted to ride my bicycle over there, and my mother kind of didn't want me to, but she said, okay, and it wasn't but about two blocks. And on the way over there, this truck stopped. Two men got out of it and come towards me, and I tried to get away from them, but I couldn't. And they yanked me off my bike and put me in the truck, and I was screaming, but nobody was hearing me.
Kathy Shelton says she was beaten and raped and dumped out of the truck. Two men were caught. One was underage. The other faced criminal charges. The local prosecutor was Malin Gibson, who still remembers that 1975 case.
This particular defendant was wanting a female attorney.
Who'd they get?
Well, he wound up getting Hillary Rodham at that time.
The future Hillary Clinton, not yet 30, was teaching at a nearby law school. The judge deferred to the defendant's wishes for a female attorney and assigned the case to Rodham.
I didn't know who he had appointed until I got a call from Miss Rodham.
What did she say?
She was pretty upset. She said, I want you to get me off of this case. I just don't want to handle it. It's not my kind of case. I said, Miss Rodham, I can't help you. I didn't appoint you. The judge appointed you, and you're going to have to contact him. You know, usually when you're appointed by a judge to help out in the court system, you do it. You just don't want to get the judge cross with you.
As the prosecutor recalls it, Rodham tried to get out of it.
She apparently went to the judge, and he refused to let her out. And at that point, she fired all guns.
Fired all guns, meaning did everything she could for her defendant.
Oh, you bet. She mounted an excellent defense. I'll give her credit for that.
Gibson says Hillary Rodham challenged the physical evidence and also raised questions about the victim's story and her credibility. With the case looking doubtful, prosecutors accepted a plea bargain, and the attacker received a short prison term and a fine. This 1975 story would not enter the record again until 1984. That's when Hillary Clinton talked about the case on audio tape.
It was a fascinating case. It was a really interesting case. This guy was accused of raping a 12-year-old.
As you can hear, it's a very low-quality tape. A magazine writer was taking notes for a profile that was never published. Clinton sounds like she thinks the client she was told to defend was guilty. She says she had him take a polygraph test.
He took a lie detector test. I had him take a polygraph, which he passed.
He passed, she says, and adds with a chuckle, it forever destroyed my faith in polygraphs. She chuckles again when saying that prosecutors mishandled evidence, underwear from which they'd cut out the vital part of the fabric.
Yes, indeed, I had a right to see the evidence before it was presented. We had presented these underpants with a hole.
Yes, indeed, she says, I had a right to see the evidence. That audio tape is the basis to claim that Hillary Clinton laughed at a rape victim. The magazine writer who made the tape hears it differently.
She and I were the only two people in this room when this interview took place. And I guess that makes me the only real witness to what actually happened.
After reviewing the transcript, decades later, the writer Roy Reed says Clinton never laughed at a rape victim.
She's laughing at the vagaries of the legal system that play out every day across America, one way or another.
There remains the victim herself, Kathy Shelton.
Do you think she was laughing at you?
Yeah. To me, she's saying they're guilty and she's laughing about it.
Shelton says that for many years, she had no idea the defense lawyer was that Hillary Rodham. She finally found out in 2007 when a reporter looked her up. Initially, according to the resulting article, Shelton was understanding.
I'm looking at a quote from that interview. Glenn Thrush is the reporter, right?
Yep.
You said, well, I have to understand that she was representing Taylor, just doing her job.
But I didn't know that she was doing it at the time. He kind of tricked me into some of them questions.
Shelton says as she better grasped the story, she does feel defense lawyer Hillary Clinton traumatized her a second time in the justice system. Shelton's lawyer today is Candace Jackson. She argues that Clinton went too far by questioning the victim's reliability.
And I think that's what Kathy was expressing, too, that she understands that Hillary Rodham at the time was doing her job as an attorney. It's the methods that Hillary chose to engage in that leave a bitter taste.
Ultimately, here's what's known. Two men raped Kathy Shelton in 1975. Hillary Clinton was assigned to defend one suspect. And in doing that job, she shortened the prison time for a man she believed to be guilty. Kathy Shelton signaled what she thinks now by appearing at the debate in support of Donald Trump. Prosecutor Malin Gibson reached a different conclusion and is voting for Clinton.
I was impressed with her ability. I didn't like the outcome of the case, but that was just because we didn't have enough evidence.
He insists Hillary Clinton did nothing wrong, even though she outmaneuvered his office in 1975.